Guitarist Marco Salcito and the Abruzzese Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Marcello Bufalini, in the Concerto Brasileira by Radames Gnatali. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. This is the Andantino from the Nocturne Opus 4 No. 2 by Johann Caspar Merz. It's performed by David Leisner. David Leisner performing music by Merz, the Andantino, from his Nocturne Opus 4 No. 2. Federico García Lorca is most often remembered as a poet and playwright who was assassinated during the Spanish Civil War. However, his first artistic pursuit was music. Here are seven selections from his Canciones Españolas Antiguas, or Old Spanish Songs, performed by cellist Annette Cleary and guitarist John Feely.
Thank you.
cellist Annette Cleary and guitarist John Feely in the Seven Canciones Españolas Antiguas by Federico García Lorca. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with Carlota Dalia performing the Etude No. 4 by Ida Presti. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Carlota Dalia performing the Etude No. 4 by Ida Presti. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our Music and Medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.